Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we've got the clip, and I was asking the crew because they just found it. I said, is it as good as I remember? And they said, absolutely. And I'm just telling you, man, we're all kind of feeling the same way here of... I feel like I'm in a Jackass movie, or I'm in like the TV show Punked or something. Like, is Ashton Kutcher like going to pop out of a door at the State of the Union and be like, we're just kidding. Ha ha, you've been on Punked. Like, is it all just a joke? Are these people serious? So here was one of another one of the comic relief factors from last night's honk of the honk world, honk of the clown world address last night. Here's Biden saying the vaccines are free. And everybody knows this costs money. Check it out.
And hospitalizations down by 77%. Most Americans can remove their masks and stay in the classroom and move forward safely. We achieved this because we provided free vaccines, treatments, tests, and masks. Of course, continuing this costs money. So I'm not surprised. We'll be back to see y'all. I'm going to soon
send a request
to Congress.
Look at Kamala smirking. They're laughing.
Use these tools.
I mean, guys, here's what we need to do. Here. I got to get the exact quote. So it's, we provided free vaccines, testing, and health care. Of course, to continue this, it will cost money. I thought it was free. How can free cost money? Something doesn't add up here, Joe. Who wrote that? Did somebody prank Biden? I mean, seriously, like, was Biden's speechwriter pranking him last night? Fund the police? It's free. It costs money. Was this a prankster? The greatest prank of all time? It's like, oh yeah, I pulled a prank the other day on my friend. It's like, oh yeah, you think you pulled a prank? I wrote a fake speech for Biden that he read as the State of the Union. It's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I got Democrats to cheer for funding the police. I got Biden to say something's free costs money. Like, no way. Yeah, look, dude, I did it. Look, here it is. Unbelievable. But you witnessed it. We all saw it. We gave free vaccines. Now everybody knows this costs money. I mean, rim shot, please. And then the gallery laughs because they know how ridiculous it is. And it was already so ridiculous by that point. It was just, you're like watching a stand-up comic, except at any point he might fall over or crap his pants. Well, I guess that would add to the comic relief. Although I'm sure they double diapered him last night just in case. I mean, who knows what kind of speed he was on. I mean, we all know Pelosi was higher than a kite. I mean, that's like a kid in high school, like, walks in, like, eyes all glazed over, like, hey, man, you're like, are you smoking some marijuana before class today, son? He's like, ah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, you smell like it, too. Like, here's Nancy Pelosi just blazed out of her mind, like, yeah. She almost falls over. She can't keep her dentures in place.
Unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation while the Manhattan District Attorney's office...
It's like, oh, they're all like elbowing, nudging each other. Oh, you couldn't do that. No way. And then they did it. We need a strong border. We need to fund the police. America is the greatest country on earth. We need to make America great again. Am I listening to Biden's State of the Union or a 2016 Trump campaign speech? Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert heckle Biden during State of the Union. You know, some people gave him some criticism for that. I didn't mind it. And actually, I wish they would have done more of it, because if you noticed, folks, if they would have heckled Biden a couple more times, he would have been so flummoxed He would have lost his place on the teleprompter. He would have had the dazed and confused deer in the headlights look for minutes. The whole thing would have come to a halting screech. And just the tiny little heckling, which was barely even heckling, that Green and Taylor did almost completely threw him off.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Attorney Thomas Renz joins me here on the Alex Jones Show, and, you know, this is probably a sad moment of vindication for you, because when you, under the penalty of perjury, presented the Department of Defense information when it comes to all of this massive increase in neurological disorders and heart problems and everything, which was just a Department of Defense database that you had the information, and then magically they lost it. No big deal. You conserved it. You preserved it. So you still have it. But now Pfizer has released the data that it tried to cover up for almost a whole century before we could see it, and they were forced to release it. And according to the data, it's a 3% mortality rate with the vaccine, a 93% adverse reaction rate. This is a 3-month vaccine, Pfizer COVID vaccine study. So I just want to get your response to this news, and how do you correlate that with the information and the data you provided with the Department of Defense documents you presented at the second opinion hearing, Thomas Renz?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's, you know, I haven't fully reviewed all of the stuff from Pfizer yet. I'm working through it. But from what I've seen, I'm going to tell you that I think it's actually worse than what they presented. I think those studies that they turned into the FDA were whitewashed to an extent. I think the data is probably much worse. You know, we've been looking at data back in June of last year. I came forward and did a speech and I said, listen, we got a whistleblower who's calculated that there's been at least 45,000 deaths from this vaccine. Of course, I was fact-checked. Everybody said, no. And then we started listing side effects like you're looking at here. We started listing things that could happen, things that would do. You know, we've been talking about this for quite some time. This isn't new. This isn't surprising. My friend Sherry Tenpenny, she's been talking about it from the beginning. Yeah, what we're seeing now is, I mean, I don't really want to say it's vindication. We know we're right. We've known we're right for a long time. We're just seeing the collapse of the narrative. But what we're also seeing is an epic level of corruption. Instead of Biden trying to hold these people accountable, and instead of the people who are going to now face lifelong health problems, assuming that they have a long life, which is really questionable, now the Democrats have decided that they want to sweep this under the rug with the willing help of the Rhino Republicans. They want to say, yep, COVID's over. Oh, there might have been a few mistakes, but we can just move on because, you know, we, the government, we did right by you guys. We tried our best. You know, those nasty other people, they may have given us some false info, but, you know, that's why you need to give us more control and so on and so forth. The reality is that Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, Austin, Walensky, all these people belong in a cell somewhere under Gitmo. For the terror that they've unleashed on this nation. It is sick what's happened. Our soldiers are sick. Our soldiers are dying. Our public is sick. We've got children. I just had a 6-year-old child died here just about 20 miles from me yesterday. You know, from unexpected cause, the unknown cause is totally unexpected. Of course, they got the jab, but, you know, this is so sick what's happening. And, you know, now we hear the people who are behind this talking about, well, we need to start rebuilding trust in government. No, we need to never trust government again. Trusting government is how this happened. These people are liars, they're scumbags, and when you give people power without keeping them in check, this is what happens.
And it's just so frustrating when, I mean, you're on the front lines of this, we've been on the front lines of covering this, and they try to act like it's non-existent, and it's like, look, man, you can act like it doesn't exist as much as you want. We've covered the cases. We know the names. We know the people that have died. This is a serious problem. We have the data. They try to cover it up. And it's like, I mean, at what point, oh, what a perfect distraction with the war in Ukraine right before this data comes out to distract from it. Now they just want us to forget about COVID. Well, we're not going to forget about COVID. When you say you think they whitewashed the study results that they published, what do you mean by that? Do you mean because they only kept it to a three-month study? Do you think they weren't fully honest about the side effects? How do you think they whitewashed their report?
I think the numbers are actually worse than what that study showed. You know, I mean, so look, at this is speculation right now, although I do intend to get to the bottom and see what happens. So what it looks like to me is it looks like they did the same thing that they did in all their other studies. Now, you know about the lady who blew the whistle on the bad study out of Texas, I believe. There's been a number of reports, Pfizer manipulating the data, Moderna manipulating data in their studies. I think the data is actually worse, and I think they know it. We also know, I mean, we've got a lot of evidence that we can't make public right now. And, you know, a lot of that indicates that there's more going on here than what's being made public. I think that this was a, I think that the stuff that they turned into the FDA, they tried to whitewash it the best that they could. They tried to make these studies look as good as they could, you know, so that they could have political cover. But, you know, the bottom line is even with that, these numbers are horrifying. It's sickening. There, you know, we recall the Chevy Volt because there might be a battery fire. But we keep pushing ahead with, admittedly, at least, you know, what was it, a 3% mortality rate? I mean, you know, listen, that's a heck of a lot more than the Chevy Volts killed. But trust me.
And so, that's a higher mortality rate than COVID itself.
By
a thousandfold, like 20,000-fold. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah, well, I mean, you figure the mortality rate for COVID, you know, I believe Ioannidis was talking about around 0.2526. So you've got times 4 times 3, so 12x factor, right? I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, let's not overlook the FDA. Under the law, pursuant to the law, the FDA has to do a balancing test when they authorize this, right? They have to balance the harms versus the potential benefits. So if you're looking at a 12X factor and the FDA approved it, I want to know who's going to jail for murder first and conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit fraud and multiple fraud actions. I want to know where the independent investigation, you know, Biden says, oh, we're going to have a prosecutor look into the special prosecutor. Yeah, what's he going to look at? You know, it's a Biden guy, so he's going to probably look at people like us who are spreading misinformation, right? Let me tell you about the misinformation. Everything that's came out of Fauci, the FDA's mouth, everything that Biden was stupid enough to believe, you know, on the plus side, I don't think he actually knew what he was saying. I think the dementia is too severe. So, he might be exculpated for that. But this is absolutely unbelievable. There has to be jail time for a lot of people. And this Ukraine thing, you just finished poisoning our soldiers. You want to throw as much as 25% of them out of the military. And now you're going to start a war with Ukraine, which is only going to allow China to invade Taiwan. Ukraine's no strategic value whatsoever. I don't care if Russia has Ukraine. It makes no difference to me. Outside of the people of Ukraine, who I feel bad for, I care zero about the country. It doesn't affect us in this country. And, you know, we should support anyone who's dealing with human rights issues. But what strategic value is there to Ukraine? Now, Taiwan, a lot of strategic value. So we go to Ukraine with our broken military because Biden's been destroying it. China invades Taiwan. We can't do anything about it, right? Because, you know, we're already in Ukraine.
Yeah, I mean, between purging patriots and non-vaxxed from the military and introducing the feminization of the men and the transsexuals and turning our military gay, really? We're going to fight a war with Russia and we're going to fight a war with China? Yeah, I don't like the odds of that at all. And we can get into more of that on the other side. But just to give a little more weight to what you were saying earlier, it's not just a Chevy Volt battery that blows up and maybe three or four people end up in a fatal car crash or incident because of it. They pulled just this week, a baby formula off the shelves after two deaths. A baby formula pulled off the shelves after two deaths. I've got 1,200 deaths in a three-month study of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. I've got 1,200 deaths, and they're still out there promoting it. Biden promoting it last night during his State of the Union address, but they'll pull a baby formula off the shelves from two deaths, more than 20,000 deaths from the vaccine that we know of, and they promoted it at the State of the Union. We'll be right back with Thomas Renz.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Troyer sitting in. Thomas Renz is my guest. And, you know, Thomas, if we can definitely talk Ukraine and Russia. It seems you're very informed on that as well. I want to continue with some of the vaccine stuff here, though, because, I mean, look, folks, the list of the side effects here, it's basically like an encyclopedia of disease. I mean, it's like every disease, every ailment known to mankind is considered a adverse reaction to the vaccine. And I'm not a doctor, and we've got doctors that are going to be coming up tomorrow to try to explain this to me, because I'm not a doctor. Thomas Renz is not a doctor either. He's an attorney. But it's like, how can this be? Is it basically just because what some doctors I've read are insinuating is that basically this vaccine gets inside of you and it just completely resets your human genome. It resets your DNA. It resets your immune system. And it basically just makes you prone to every disease ever known to mankind. Again, I'm not the doctor. That's just a layman trying to read and understand this. I mean, how do you make sense of an encyclopedia of human ailments and disease being released as side effects in a 3-month Pfizer vaccine study?
Well, let me start out by making this real clear. This is the single most dangerous consumer product on the market by hundreds of times. Any organization that put out a product like this would normally be sued into oblivion, but because we offer immunity to the vaccine companies, they haven't been sued yet.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry for cutting you off, but this is so key. Last night, Biden said gun manufacturing companies are the only companies in America that are immune to lawsuits. First of all, that's a lie on its face. Gun manufacturers have been sued. Some have been sued into being shut down. And he says, oh, gun manufacturers can't be sued. That's a bold-faced lie. The only, as you just said, the only institution or industry that can't be sued is the vaccine manufacturers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And let me tell you about this encyclopedia of death that you've got there. Okay, so, you know, people say to me, say, well, you're not a doctor. How can you do this? Okay, so my job for the last 2 years has been taking what the doctors figure out and figuring out how to explain it to lay people. Because a judge, a jury, these people are not going to understand. Bob Malone on his dumbest day is smarter than any 5 people I've ever ran across. Peter McCullough, these guys are brilliant, right? So my job is to take what they do and convert it to English. Here's what I can tell you about this. I had a doctor said, you know, you put out this D-Med stuff and it said cancer. You know, well, how could there be an increase in cancer? That doesn't happen that fast. Here's how this works. These are not vaccines. These are gene therapies. Okay? There's just a study. They talk about how it alters your DNA. And God bless him, Bongino was very upset about this because he just found out about it.
Yeah, but we've known about it. I was going to say, there's multiple conservative talk show hosts that are in fear about what they put into your body. Like you said, I feel bad for them. It's just that's the situation. I have friends that are the same way. It's like, hey, I tried to tell you. I don't want to be rude. But, I mean, yeah, people are freaked out. I mean, how could you not be seeing the side effects?
Well, but here's the deal. So we have the Moderna, the Pfizer documents that are set from 2019 talking about the fact that mRNA is a gene therapy. Okay, we know that it's a gene therapy. This is long since established. And yes, it screws with your DNA. And that's my answer to the cancer question and all these other things. So you say, well, you wouldn't normally see cancer develop that fast. You're right. You wouldn't. But when is the last time that we altered your genome? Name one other drug in this category that's been so widely distributed. There aren't any. This was a drug that was hurried to market. It was pushed out to the door. It wasn't safe. There were no long-term tests. And it was not only a new drug, but it was a new category of drug. We've never done gene therapies before. So you put out a gene therapy, and guess what it ends up doing? Causing all sorts of unexpected issues. This is why you normally have a 10 to 15-year test cycle on this stuff. But we didn't want to do that because we wanted to make all this money, wanted to cause all this trouble. You know, there's all these issues that were behind this. But the bottom line is these drugs were untested. We all knew they were going to be unsafe, but the mainstream covered it up. Anthony Fauci covered it up. All these lists of side effects, all these things, they've been out there for quite some time. Everybody knew about it. But you've got to understand, Anthony Fauci, President Biden, anyone that's had anything to do with DHHS and the Department of Homeland Security knows this. Austin and the DOD know this. These guys all know this. They've been covering it up for over a year. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what was likely to happen. And they decided that the wealth transfer that they were going to do was more important than the lives of American citizens. And my question for these scumbags in Washington is, in this election season, are you going to demand transparent and open investigations that support the American people and your soldiers? Or are you going to stand with the billionaire crowd, special interests, scumbags like Gates and Schwab and Soros? Or, you know, I mean, are you doing that, or are you coming, you're going to take care of your people?
And let's be clear here. I don't blame Trump for this. I'd like to think that Trump was duped into this and he was well-meaning. But his commitment to the promotion of Operation Warp Speed and these vaccines is a horrible stance to take. And Trump needs to have a reconciliation period, and he needs to come out and say, hey, you know, I wanted to rush the vaccine. I was told this disease was going to be deadly. I don't even care if he comes out and says he was fooled. It would humble himself, in my opinion, to do such. But if he starts campaigning and talking about how great Operation Warp Speed and these vaccines are, the boo birds are going to keep happening. His rallies are going to lose attendance. He's going to lose support. And it's going to become this thing as we approach a presidential election in 3 years of like, hey, how can I support Trump when he's promoting this death vaccine?
You know, I support a lot of what President Trump did. I think he's a good guy, and I think you're exactly right. And I've asked a lot of people, and it appears that he's been lied to and pushed by some people real close to him. But I'm 100% with you. You cannot deny this anymore. I've got soldiers who've blown the whistle. We've got Pfizer's own data. We've got all this information. We know what's happening. And we need the president to start saving some lives by coming out swinging on this. It's too late for him to say, well, you know, it's your choice. It's not your choice. We don't allow children to buy chainsaws. We don't allow people to play with hand grenades. It's not your choice to put a dangerous product on the market that there's no liability for, right? If we could sue these guys and they wanted to put it out there, well, then I guess there's that. But even then, there's no informed consent. Can you tell me, you just looked at that list of side effects, right? That list of side effects are potential side effects. They were known potential side effects. Did anybody see those? When you went to get your jab, did anybody listening to this have anybody say, hey, here's the list of side effects. Do you still want the jab? No, you got, well, you might have a sore arm. You might be sick for a day or two, but there's no real side effects and nobody's dying. Anthony Fauci is a scumbag, lying murderer who is now going to be responsible for the deaths of thousands and thousands of Americans.
When we come back from this next break with Thomas Renz, I want to ask him, what is next? What's the next move? What is he thinking? Because here was my response when this came out yesterday was, all right, let's get the great guests on like Thomas Renz. Let's get the great doctors on like Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Artis, Dr. Marbles, and all of them. They're coming up tomorrow. So that was my next move is, okay, we've got the data now. Let's get the doctor's response. Let's get their take on this. Let's see what they have to think. Let's keep moving this ball forward because the vaccine mandates are kind of slowly dying. But that doesn't mean the fight's over. The people that did this need to be held accountable.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalists. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, All the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship. But I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Thomas Renz is with us. He's an attorney fighting for truth when it comes to these vaccines. He was part of the, in my view, historic second opinion hearing that Senator Ron Johnson hosted. Thank God for that. And so I want to ask him what's next. When he saw the data come out and he's had some time to review it, he's going to continue reviewing it. You know, Tom, my first response was, okay, time to get the doctors back on, time to get all the guests back on that have been talking about this. Not to take a victory lap about vindication, but to say, okay, now that we have all the data and we've been proven right, what do we do next?
How do we strategize to hold the people responsible? How do we strategize to get the public to be aware of what just happened? So when all this came out yesterday, what were you thinking? What's your next step in this journey to hold the people accountable that made this deadly vaccine, released it to the public, covered it up, and make the people aware of all of it?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said accountability. Accountability is the next step, and we'd actually already shifted to that. So after the second opinion hearing that Senator Johnson did, yeah, we saw that the narrative was done. It was crumbling. It was going down. And so we actually internally have already shifted. What we're doing now is we got early intel that they were going to say, okay, COVID's over. Let's move on. Nothing to see here. So that's absolutely unacceptable. We're going to have hundreds of millions of people globally that are going to have lifelong health troubles from this. We have millions of people globally that have already died from these horrible, horrible jabs. So we have to absolutely make sure that there's accountability. There's going to have to be tribunals on this. I don't see how else we can do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. My next steps are along with really trying to force the hands of these elected people to take a stand. We're also going to be suing everybody over everything, right? And by the way, just in case anybody's not aware, we've got very strong evidence. We're working with Andrew Huff. We're working with our military people. We're working with all sorts of people. You know, this was created in the lab. So Anthony Fauci funded this being created in the lab. We know that there were government agencies involved. We'll get to that later. They created this and they created a cure. I mean, the whole thing was sick from beginning to end. So we've got to hold all of these people accountable. And there has to be a transparent reckoning. You know, it can't just be we see that we've got this information and, you know, okay, we were wrong. We got to move on. No. We need the bureaucrats in Washington, the entirety of the FDA that's had anything to do with this needs to be held accountable. From anyone who's had anything to do with anything from the poison PCR tests to the deadly vaccines, all of these people have to be held accountable. There has to be trials. And the only way that I think that we can recover as a world, because guess what? All the truth is going to come out. We're going to make darn sure of it. And I don't see a way for the world to recover unless we have true, transparent trials where there's accountability from beginning to end for everyone involved in this.
Do you need cooperation from Congress to really have something like that go down? Or can you just, in the private sector attorneys, is there something they can do? Or is this going to take a merging of the public sector and the private sector, a.k.a. Congress and attorneys, to make something like this happen?
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to sue everybody for everything. I cannot wait to sue everybody for everything. And I think we've got enough to really start throwing some real big lawsuits out there. So we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be working on getting that stuff together. We're also going to be really pushing for that public-private partnership, right? What you're talking about and what I'm talking about here is, yeah, we do need official action. Okay, I can't put someone in jail. I'm not a prosecutor. I can sue them for billions of dollars, and I'm going to, but I can't put them in jail. What I think we need to have is we need to have tribunals. There needs to be, everybody's talked about Nuremberg 2.0. Well, guess what? This is quite literally the most egregious crime against humanity since World War II. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I don't know what the death toll from these jabs because remember, it's not just the jabs. They've denied early and effective treatment. We know that. They've pushed these poison jabs. They created this disease. The total death toll on this could well approach what we saw in World War II before it's all done. I mean, so this is a global crisis, and we have to globally come together, and we need to put these people in jail. But I'm going to tell you, America's got some serious house cleaning to do on this, because our country is behind a lot of what's happened on this. Not our country, but the people, the scumbags, the corrupt bureaucrats, the corrupt industrial complex that we have. These people have to be held accountable. They have to be put in jail. And yes, I can sue them, but we need jail time. We need accountability, because what else is there to bring? You know, if there's no justice, what are you going to do when as people start seeing their children dying from this, as they start seeing their family members dying from this, do you think it's going to be enough to say, well, you know, here's a couple grand that we want as part of a huge class action? That's just not going to cut it. We need to hold these people accountable.
By the way, I mean, you know this better than I, but I mean, there's things like involuntary manslaughter. I mean, what's the one with the industrial? It's like industrial. What's the thing I'm thinking of? It's like industrial malfeasance or something where, I mean, you can't have something malfunction and kill somebody and not get punished for it. I mean, there's all kinds of legal precedent on this. How does that apply to these vaccines?
The very short version is this. So legally, they were given immunity. You know, you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer, but there's an out, right? If it's willful, you can. So, I mean, I don't know how much more willful you can get than sending the FDA a document that says there's a 3% mortality rate and, you know, I don't know, a huge, huge percentage of people with adverse reactions and, you know, expect that that's not going to be considered willful. I mean, yeah,
well, especially at this point. I mean, if they came out right now and said, hey, we've got a major problem, we're going to not give the vaccines anymore, we're going to pull it, like they pulled the Johnson & Johnson in shot, after like 2 months of it coming out, they pulled it. I mean, maybe if they did that, they could keep their immunity. But at this point, if they keep selling these vaccines, I don't think they have that immunity anymore.
No, I don't think they have that immunity at all. I don't think they've had it anyways, because as soon as they sent this report in, which is not, you know, yesterday, it's a while ago, we know that they've known about this from the beginning. We know. There's no question. The first post-release study that they put out there was showed this being a disaster. And it's all of these. It's anything that's a gene therapy, and all of these are. You know, this is the big thing, and that's where the big money is. Oh, we need gene therapy. Well, no, we don't need gene therapy. Our genes are fine, except for when you screw with them. You know, what we need is we need treatments for diseases that actually cure them rather than treat them. But you got to understand, this is all part of the pharma complex. Pharma is the most corrupt industry on the planet, which is saying something. You know, what pharma does is, you know, take cancer, right? How many billions of dollars have we put into dealing with cancer? Pharma doesn't develop cures, they develop treatments. If you cure cancer, guess what? There's no more income because it's gone. So there's a ton of money in treatment. So
but if you cause cancer with vaccines, now you're really jacking up your profits.
Well, you know, the more illnesses you got, the more things you can treat.
And look at all these illnesses their vaccines cause. I got an encyclopedia of them.
Yep. No question about it. Listen, I got to tell you, we're not done. My team, my people, my part in this ends when all these people are in jail and there's some sort of accountability and there's some sort of a solution and justice for the people who have been injured and hurt by this. So we'll be lucky to see my job end in my lifetime. I tell you what, though, we're going after all of the corruption, and I can't wait because we're going to end COVID, and we're going after my job. The way I see it is God's given me an opportunity to fight and destroy corruption in this country. That's what I'm doing.
Thomas Renz, ladies and gentlemen, God bless and Godspeed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the town of Albuquerque, who rode a stranger one fine day.
Who's going to be the gunfighter with the big iron on his hip?
To say, no one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my final segment here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be back hosting the War Room. I'm going to get into all the latest Ukraine stuff in this stack of news, just all the other news I didn't get to. I may even have some time for some phone calls. But let me just explain something, and this is why I get frustrated, because they write hit pieces now about me, and they say, oh, look, InfoWars is pro-Russia propaganda. Oh, InfoWars is this, InfoWars is that. No, I want to hear all sides of the story. I want to hear what Russians say. I want to hear what Ukrainians say. I want to hear what Polish say. I want to hear what everybody has to say. And so that's all I'm doing, is I'm just sourcing out as much material as I possibly can to not form a conclusion necessarily about what's going on in Ukraine, but just to have a perspective that isn't the force-fed mainstream media narrative that I just know is a lie, because it's the same liars that lie about everything else. So here is the general that Tucker Carlson has continued to have on, General McGregor, discussing this, which I think is just fair, neutral commentary. And I'm really kind of put it all together on the War Room today. But this was, but they're so mad. They're so mad that Tucker Carlson won't just pound the war drums against Russia. They're so mad because InfoWars won't pound the war drums against Russia. And because we're actually putting out a historical, accurate perspective of all this stuff that isn't just the mainstream media narrative drivel, that angers them. They don't like us on air. They want war. I don't get it, but that's what they want. And so here is General McGregor on Tucker Carlson last night.
The first question is, where are we now? We keep hearing these reports about a Russian convoy coming into the capital city, et cetera, et cetera. But big picture, where is the war as of tonight?
Well, the first 5 days, we witnessed a very slow, methodical movement of Russian forces into eastern Ukraine. That is Ukraine, the third of Ukraine, which is on the eastern side of this river called the Dnieper. They moved slowly, cautiously. They tried to reduce casualties among the civilian population, tried to give as many Ukrainian troops and forces as possible the opportunity to give up, to surrender. That is over. And the phase in which we find ourselves now, Russian forces have now maneuvered to encircle and surround the remaining Ukrainian forces and destroy them through a series of massive rocket artillery strikes, air strikes, with Russian armor then slowly but surely closing the distance and annihilating what's left. So this is the beginning, frankly, of the end of Ukrainian resistance.
So the ugly stuff is just beginning.
Yes. Sounds
like.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a question you don't often hear asked, but it's essential to our welfare here in the United States, to our strategic thinking about this. What is Putin's goal here? What's his aim?
Well, I think Vladimir Putin set out to honor his word of 2007. 2007 at the Munich Security Conference, he said, we will not tolerate the expansion of NATO into a point where your NATO, your border, is touching Russia, specifically Ukraine and Georgia. We see these as essentially Trojan horses for NATO's military power and U.S. influence, subversion, and so forth. He then turned to several opportunities to reinforce that over and over and over again, most recently with President Biden, in the hopes that he could avoid taking action to effectively clean out eastern Ukraine of any opposition forces whatsoever, and to put his forces in a position vis-a-vis NATO to deter us from any further attempts to influence or change Ukraine into effectively a platform for the projection of U.S. and Western power into Russia. Now, his goal, as we see it at the moment, is to seize this entire area of eastern Ukraine. That's pretty clear. He's going to roll up to that river. Up near Kiev, he's actually moved over the river and is preparing to go in and capture that city entirely. At that point, he has to decide what else he wants to do. I don't think he wants to go any further west. I think he'd be very satisfied to hold that point. But he would like whatever emerges from this that we call Ukraine, whether it's just the western side or it encompasses some of the east and the west of Ukraine, to be neutral, non-aligned, and preferably friendly to Moscow. That he will accept. Anything short of that, his war has been a waste of time.
How should the United States respond at this point?
Well, I think President Biden and Sullivan, his national security advisor, have already given some indication of their readiness to accept something like that. They're not going to have any choice. Either they accept it, or then they put him in the position of having to do more than he would like to do, which would probably not go down well with NATO. No one really wants Russian forces on their border, least of all Poland.
Right.
So I think Sullivan and Biden will essentially tell Zelensky, if he is still the president at that point, and if he's still running any semblance of the Ukrainian government, which is largely collapsing now, if he is still there, he's going to be told, accept the deal, go neutral, because there really is no choice.
So the mainstream media narrative that they love to tell you, oh, Ukraine's winning, oh, they're so heroic, oh, Snake Island, that was a lie, oh, the ghost of Kiev, that was a lie, oh, look at Zelensky, he's a hero, he's so brave, and there's other aspects of this too, like, for example, and this is the real, this is the understanding that people need to have, and I'm going to try to make this quick, because I'm really going to delve into this in the war room and dedicate like an hour and a half to all of this, but strategically speaking, look at it like this. Ukraine is some 44 million people.
Ukraine, I believe, has the fourth largest oil pipeline network in the world. That's huge. So, I mean, if you're Russia and you want to have another strategic advantage, you want control of Ukraine. You want to control those pipelines. Ukraine is also rich in they export all kinds of goods. I was actually surprised at all the different goods that Ukraine exports that are like top 10 in the planet that they export, including really essential minerals and goods and all kinds of stuff comes out of Ukraine. So that's a strategic thing. Where Russia's already, the New World Order's already tried to crush Russia, sanctioned them to death, isolated them off the map, and all of this different stuff. And Russia simply sees it as, look, either we take Ukraine back from the globalists, the global homos, either we take Ukraine back, and don't let them become a NATO EU nation that's just going to continue to crush us, and we get control of those pipelines, we get control of that economy, okay, Russia can survive. And can continue to push back against the expansion of the global homos. And if they can't, I mean, Putin, look, who knows what really Putin thinks about this behind the scenes, because he hasn't been fully honest about his aspirations, obviously. But is Putin basically on a suicide mission to either go down as the greatest Russian leader of all time or to die trying? Because that's what it appears to look like now. And he views it as either I make this stand right now against NATO and the globalists, or Russia is going to be crushed forever. And if we don't have the strategic asset of Ukraine, then we have nothing. Because if it comes down to it, they'll start pumping more oil out of the U.S. or whatever it is to tank Russia. But you got to wonder, why aren't we pumping oil? Is it not ours? Did somebody cut a secret deal where our oil is not our oil and that's why we can't have it? But that's a side issue. So that's the strategery beyond just the holy Russian war, as Putin calls it, that's going down in Ukraine right now. But Kate Daly is about to take over here on the fourth hour. We're going to have a special report from Greg Reese before she takes over. And then I'm going to be coming back hosting the War Room, and I'm going to dedicate probably another hour, hour and a half to actually getting into all the latest Ukraine stuff. But that's what's going on. And that's why you see all the news like, oh, look at Ukraine. They're intolerant of gay people. They're intolerant of transsexual people. That's because of Russia. By the way, here's another thing they don't tell you. A lot of Ukrainians are actually Russia loyalists, folks, especially on eastern Ukraine. They are Russia loyalists. And then you have this other weird dynamic of a lot of people in Ukraine don't believe Zelensky is the real president. They think Zelensky is an illegitimate president. And do you know what the media calls them? Ukrainian nationalists. Sound familiar? So there's a lot of stuff out there you're not seeing or hearing, folks. And I'm going to try to break it all down when I come back and host the War Room. But we couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got great supplements to keep you healthy, build up your immune system. I take the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com. We've got household items like coffee and toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got things that you need in case of a situation that gets really bad, like storable foods and emergency supplies. But things you need like vitamin D, we have Winter Sun Plus back in stock, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.